fucking. Oh, 70-point dildos are for real. The penetration is as deep as it can get. Yeah.
That's the second highest like scoring game of all time. It looks like highest is 72 in 1966.
It's unbelievable.
Why are they doing that? Why are they
it's
doing
unbelievable.
This?
They weren't even trying. They were just fucking shovel passing and handing off. A-Chain just kept fucking ripping touchdowns.
Most good teams, and like you know, you don't see the old Pats or Chiefs or old Colts doing this. They normally, you know, just let it run out after a while.
They could have benched their starters a long time ago, but no, they're still going.
The Blue Bombers put up like 50 on Saskatchewan at halftime, and then they put up like 53 at the end of the day or whatever. They knew. Dolphins are wasting all their plays.
Dildos are going wild, yeah.
But H.A., guess who's playing them this week?
Guess who fucking Macho King is, but guess who's on the bench? No!
You got lucky.
So lucky.
Yeah, Tunney's team has put up 25, and one guy's got 47 on the bench.
Oh, he's got 47 points. Wow.
Yeah.
Mostert's got like 38, and fucking A-Chain's got 47.
Mostert has three rushing touchdowns, and Archeen or whatever. He's got two rushing and two catching. No,
Mostert has three rushing and one receiving, and A-Chain has two and two. They both have four
touchdowns. A-Chain's got a lot more yards. Yeah, A-Chain's got a lot of yards.
A-Chain
yeah.
ripped fucking 60-yard plays, man, to the house.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, no, you got lucky.
Otherwise, it would have been a game. It would have been a better game.
Yeah.
My guys could still fall flat. Tunney could still win.
Just another disappointing week for Tunney. That's all it is. But Tunney don't care.
Well, Tunney's going to be starting A-Chain from now on. That's for fucking sure. Not Taysom Hill. He got fucking what he deserved, maybe. not fucking getting off that Taysom Hill.
I just don't think Tunney cares anymore. He's got something special coming in the mail this week.
Ooh, that guitar, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, he was telling me, and you had the best description of it.
What?
Looks like something Richie Kotzen would play.
Oh, yeah, fuck. don't show Waylon, I said.
It totally is. Don't show me. Richie. Oh, I love Richie.
Oh, you're not
man.
A Richie guy? No, come
I
on.
Love Richie
Kotzen.
Oh, yeah. I love it. No, I love it.
Fuck, yeah, let's go.
The guy can play, and he's got a very unique style. Like, just
Waylon always called him. Waylon always called him a fucking frog. Waylon didn't like him. Fucking frog, you could say.
Yeah, him and Trevor would just be bad-mouthing them, I guess. But Trevor's gone full Rich. He's got the Richie Kotzen telly and the Richie Sambora strat.
Yeah, he's full Richie. He's got to change his name to Richie.
Yeah, Richie Archeen.
Well, he kind of is fucking already Tiny Richie, because I was texting fucking Dean and Drew about the guitar he bought. I'm like, look what Tony just bought, because he's rich.
Richie Kotzen.
Richie
Kotzen. Yeah, well, he's not getting any of the winnings this year. He's going to... Maybe he's purposely sort of tossing a couple games to end up in the Chicken Continental Finals. That's what he's after.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's no chicken chef out there, though, so he'd be shit out of luck.
But you're in the game of the week.
It was projected as even again, just like last week against Repo.
Yeah, Repo's got Tua, the best quarterback to ever live, I suppose.
How many points did Tua score?
Not that much, 28, 29.
Ever since we nerfed quarterback score, they don't score football. Yeah, you're going to have a monster game. Well, he still had four touchdowns and 300 yards.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
In the olden days, that's, you know, 6 times 4, 24 just for touchdowns.
What did we nerf them to? Remind me, I forget.
Four. Everything's four.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah.
A rushing's four, a throwing's four.
Four Herbert had like 28 as well.
Who did?
Herbert on Brent's bench.
Yeah, that was my advice. I told him to stack up those dildos or those Broncos.
Yeah, everyone did, especially me, because I knew I was playing him. I gave him bad advice.
Well, didn't you start Zeke today or what?
No. I don't have Zeke. Someone paid $3 for Zeke.
I just figured
lit $3 on fire when they drafted Zeke. I would, or maybe, I don't know, look at what Zeke went for.
Zeke outrushed Stevenson today, fucking piece of shit. Oh, those fucking Stevenson. Those packs suck so much dick. They rushed the ball 40 fucking times and barely got 120 yards.
Yeah, they can't run the ball.
Times. Those guys suck. Fuck the Patriots suck.
I know.
They fucking suck.
That's unreal.
Who won that Colts-Ravens game?
I don't know. You're the one watching it.
No, I'm on my phone. I can't Danza and talk to you at the same time.
Oh, seriously? I thought you were like pushing it to your TV or something.
Well, I'm out in the garage, fuck.
Oh, got it. Probably still going on.
Well, they were just both futile in overtime. I think it might end up a tie.
Oh, there's been so many ties lately.
Has there been? It's usually like one a year.
Colts won.
Yeah, go Colts. Fuck you, Ravens. Ravens.
I thought the Colts would be the worst team in the league this year.
You fuck. Look at the Texans. CJ Stroud is for real. They fucking 38 points up today.
Yeah, against the Jags, which might have started Trevor
Lawrence. Yeah, I guess fucking people crown the fucking Jags a bit premature. They fucking suck shit.
Yeah, I should have started Deshaun Watson instead.
How many points did Deshaun score? 20?
More than Lawrence.
Well, Lawrence sucked dicks. Yeah, what did Deshaun score?
Probably
20.
Yeah,
the fucking enough. Browns are fucking. They're a fucking fun.
And there, it would have been more too, but Deshaun threw a touchdown and they called him out of bounds. I saw that too. But yeah, he threw a touchdown that was called out of bounds. It didn't work out. So.
Yeah. Whoa! Was that a real fart?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, couldn't have been any better. What is that? What are you doing? Do you honestly have a whoopee cushion? Or are you jumping on your couch?
No, I can do that. Do it with my mouth.
Oh, maybe I thought you were fucking fishing toothpaste out of the fucking toilet again.
Oh, you know, that luckily hasn't happened since I had to take the toilet off.
And, well, because you're a good plumber now. You fucking got lots of experience.
Lots of experience. So much experience putting toilets in.
That's hilarious. You're the toilet guy.
Yep. Frick. Get me on the Harris team with Repo. Yeah.
Ooh, Repo doesn't do toilets. No.
No, I know, but yeah. He did the electrical work. I do the toilets.
Well, yeah. Well, our toilet guy, he's a good guy, too. He's Bali. He's a good guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, they didn't hire Repo for this job that I'm doing right now. Repo's bench, you
know. Ooh, on the bench. But you know who's not on the bench? Just like Tua. Tua's on the bench, too. Because he scored so much.
Well, it's like that. White had Mike White threw that bomb to Chosen Anderson. Robbie Chosen, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, like, it's Robbie. Why are you guys calling him Chosen?
Chosen Anderson.
Like, this is the same Robbie Anderson from the Jets and Panthers, right?
You bet your ass it is.
Okay, yeah.
Where did he come from originally?
Jets. And then he went to the Panthers. Yeah, gotcha. I don't get, like, they did that without Waddle. Unbelievable.
They don't fucking... honest to God, I'd be like, here's Coach of the Year staring you in the face already. It's unanimous. It's Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's incredible.
Yeah,
he's the new Andy Reid. The dildos are the new Chiefs. It's just the most fun fucking thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions. Is Tua good? Like, yes, he is.
Yeah, clearly
Tua is really good.
Pretty fucking good. And you got a great coach, like just masterminding plays, and you got pure speed and talent. Like Waddle and Tyreek Hill are fucking freak fucking fast, awesome receivers. And now you got Achane and Mostert that are like two of the fastest guys in the league as well.
I don't know. Let them go up against a real defense and a real defensive coach like Bill Belichick, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well.
Didn't they oh, no, they did last week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Patriots are garbage. Fuck this.
At least they won. They needed that. Well, I don't know. Maybe they should have lost. But
I don't even know if you can call that a win. That was ugly.
Well, they needed the win because guess who's next week?
The Dildos.
No, the Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys. Oh, that'll be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I don't know. The Jets did pretty good against the Cowboys, if I remember.
Well, the Cowboys lost it. Well, yeah. Well, no one's done good against the Cowboys so far. But no. they lost Trevon Diggs. That's the big loss.
Yeah.
Good thing they signed your old boy there, Gilmore, to fucking steady the ship.
He's old, though.
Yeah, but he's better than garbage.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, if the Pats would have lost today 0-4 because they'd lose against the Cowboys, then it'd be Saints and Raiders, which would be, like, desperate must wins.
Should be wins. So it still should be desperate must wins.
And then the Bills and the Dolphins, it's like, holy frick, this is the toughest schedule. Then the Commanders, easy. Then the Colts, that's not easy anymore.
Neither are the Commanders. They look decent this entire year until today. I don't know what happened to them today. The Bills just fucking shit-kicked them.
Compared to the rest of the schedule, that's an easy one, though. Then Chargers, Steelers, and then the Chiefs. Ugh. Then the Broncos.
The Chiefs aren't that fucking good this year. I bet you this game right now against the Bears is going to be closer than it should be. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Bears are a nightmare. A nightmare walking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bears suck.
Like they've got so guys fucking jerking off fucking on the phone. They got fucking a quarterback that clearly is calling out shit coaching because it's clearly shit fucking coaching.
Who is their coach?
Matt Eberflus. He came from the fucking Colts because they had one good year on defense. He was their defensive coordinator. They hired a defensive coordinator, and then they hired a bunch of clowns to fucking be the offensive fucking coaches.
Yeah.
They should have kept fucking Matt Nagy.
The modern NFL is just offensive coaches. That's all it is. It's really changed up a lot there. Before, you never needed you needed receivers, of course, but you could win with Anquan Boldin, Julian Edelman, that type of guy. Now it seems like you need the Jamar Chase, the Cooper Kupp, the Tyreek Hill, you know?
Well, it never hurts to have one of those superstars.
That's those superstars never won. Like, Fitzgerald never won. Randy Moss never won.
Well, Fitzgerald almost won. Randy Moss,
I know, Moss almost won, too. But those guys are almost always. Almost.
Jerry Rice, he never won. Never did.
I mean, going back to, like, 98 or something like that.
Yeah,
Top wideouts. never did anything. But that's changed the last 3 years, basically, 4 years.
EO never won.
Never won anything, no.
Never even made the playoffs, maybe. Fuck.
Oh, he must have with Dallas and disasters out.
Who knows? The Bengals are a hot mess, too, though, this year. Hot mess.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase is the biggest bust in fantasy at the moment.
Yeah,
he fucking is. He's the only
$65
guy that has got 5 points in two games, and Burrow's my calf.
Yeah, considering they get like 3 or 6 points a game, I'm guessing there's no touchdowns for Chase.
Yeah, exactly. They've been fucking the biggest disappointment in the league, I guess you'd have to say.
Oh yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah, like, everyone's like, yeah, the Bengals are going to be in the AFC Championship every year. Not quite, hey?
Well, they're against the odds this year.
Browns,
the Bills and Dildos are going to waltz into the playoffs, and neither of those teams are going to lose to the Bengals.
No. Oh yeah, we'll see about the Chiefs. The Chiefs will be there, I'm sure.
They'll be there, but we'll see. I mean, they always evolve. But right now, they're pretty fucking shaky. We'll see. The loss of Eric Dieniemy was fucking horrible for them. It's
because he's with Washington now, right?
Yeah, he's their fucking offensive coordinator. We should have been hired to be the Bears' head coach. That would have been the only fucking thing that made sense.
There's something wrong, though. People don't want to hire him as a head coach.
Because he's black. Call a spade, and it's the ace of spades, and it's black.
But I don't know. He must not do well in interviews or something like that, or people think
there was clearly rumors in Washington in the offseason and in training camp that look, this guy's fucking intense. Like, I don't know. Like, the players are kind of like, you know, not really digging his vibe at the moment. But
and the same thing with what's his name, the Broncos head coach last year. He's with the Jets now.
Oh, fucking numbnuts? So who cares?
Yeah. No, but same thing. Like, why do you make him head coach? He was, you know...
Because clearly Aaron Rodgers made plays. Him. Clearly Aaron Rodgers made him. It's not the other way around. Nathaniel Hackett is a fucking clown.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Jeff Hackett, on the other hand, was fucking fantastic on the San Jose Sharks.
You know, Nathaniel Hackett, though, had a better record than Sean Payton with the Broncos, doesn't it, any?
Well, because of nothing. I don't know. The Broncos are fucking. I'm glad to see them fail. They've been doing stupid things. It's good to see stupid teams fail. Russell Wilson, fucking Sean Payton, trading fucking years of picks for a coach and a quarterback. What?
Well, it makes sense on the surface, just not the right guys.
Well, they got fucking lucky with Peyton, and they thought they could recreate that formula.
Lucky that Peyton was available?
Peyton Manning, yeah. Not
John Peyton. Yeah.
Yeah, so now they're in love with the past. Like, oh, we can do this again. We'll get Russell Wilson and Sean Peyton, yeah. Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares? It's 2023. You know who you need? Mike McDaniels, Tyreek Hill, and Tua Tagovailoa. That's who you fucking need.
And our chain.
And Devin fucking A-Chain. Yeah. That kid is fucking electric. Fuck.
Is he a rookie or what?
TDs. Yeah, fucking rookie. Late round draft pick, too. They got him in like the fourth round or something.
It's like the first year I never drafted him.
Who?
Mostart. He's always a running back of mine. Yeah, he's always been on my team the last two or three years.
He's the him and Ayuk. Him and Ayuk are your boys. Well, yeah, Mostert was on Zeke the fucking Elliott. Niners.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, I always had him. I swear I had him the last 2 years there.
The Niners him are getting away Zeke. With murder. The Niners are getting away with murder for that trade for McCaffrey is fucking nail in the coffin for that division. That's the best trade any team ever made.
You know who else is normally on my team traditionally? Tyreek Hill.
Oh yeah, Tyreek's your boy. You didn't
except the last 2 years
when he's been the best.
Yeah, I was afraid of him last year. I think. And then, this year again.
I was thinking back to that fucking game. Remember when you fucking you were up like I forget what you were up by, like you were up by like 15 points or 12 points or something, and you had Philip Rivers and Tyreek Hill yet to play in the Monday night game. And Hill right before game time was ruled out like as a massive secret. And then fucking Philip Rivers proceeded to throw 5 interceptions.
I know. Oh, that game. Yeah.
That was the dirtiest fucking win ever.
I remember saying, no, just in my head, I was like, I don't ever remember having Philip Rivers as my quarterback, and because I had repressed that memory.
Yeah, that memory.
But he wasn't. He was just starting for me that week, and holy frick. Because he's a Kyle 2 guy in Rivers We Trust.
He was in Rivers and the Butter, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's been a 2 QB guy as well.
Tony's got to trade fucking the Butter to fucking Kyle.
The Butter might get traded in real life.
Well, why? I guess the Vikings are just going to tank now? Like, what's Justin Jefferson going to think about that?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
He's on pace to shatter records and make the most money ever for a wide receiver. And they're just going to tank his fucking history year? That's so hard.
This is his third year. He'll be there for, he's tied up for what, 5 years, I guess? Yeah, he's the first round pick, so he's got a 5th-year option.
Yeah.
And then by the time, I don't know, because they're saying Minnesota might trade him to the Jets or something like that, but maybe Rodgers won't like that. Rodgers honestly thinks he's coming back.
There's so many rumors. The Jets are going to have to do something because Zach Wilson clearly sucks.
Yeah.
But there's rumors that they're reaching out to Matt Ryan and fucking, oh God, who is the other fucking clown?
Chad Henne.
Matt Ryan and Chad Henne, you're right. You're going to bring the old hamster out of fucking retirement.
No, they got me. They got
Doug
me.
Flutie.
The clickbait article got me. It's like, Jets reach out to 2-time Super Bowl champion QB. You're like, whoa, who could that be?
Like
David Manning? Because I can't think of, like, Roethlisberger and Manning are the only two I can think of. Like, two QB. Oh, and Eli Manning, you know? Like, which one are they reaching? And it's freaking Chad Henne. Oh, great. Now, Chad did have a good moment in the 2020 when the one they lost the Super Bowl to the Bucks. He saved their butt against the Browns, I think. But
he sure did, yeah. He sure did. There was a couple playoff games when he had to be a hero because Mahomes was limping off the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Ankle taped up, being a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could have been Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer is probably a 3-time Super Bowl winning champion quarterback. I don't know.
Well, you have to look into that. I think he's probably a 0.
Jeez, Brian it's Hoyer, been too long.
What did he play for? Nobody.
Well, he was Tom Brady's backup.
Was he? When they were winning?
Oh, maybe more like 2010. To 2014. I bet you he's got a few. let's see. Oh, man. Hoyer's freaking my age, pretty much. Yeah, let's see. No. Wow. Hoyer was on the Pats a lot less than I thought. He was only there from 2009 to 2011, and then back in 2017, and then back in 2020. He's been on the Pats 3 times. That's still hilarious. Yeah, so I guess he won 1 Super Bowl with the Pats there.
So he's got 1, not 3.
The one against the Rams there, yeah.
Oh, the worst Super Bowl of all time. Yes, I remember that game.
It was the worst.
Me and Matt were coming home from San Francisco, and we got laid over at the Edmonton Airport, and we were in the Boston Pizza, and that game was on. I'm like, this game is an abomination. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, you know, I have to force myself to like it because my team won the Super Bowl, but it wasn't good.
Fucking Rams. Goff and Gurley, they couldn't get her done that day. The defense was too good.
Gurley, I haven't thought about him in a while.
Fucking
Garoppolo. Garoppolo was there in 2014. And in 16 as well. Ring? Joe Jimmy's got 2. Because Jimmy actually had to play those first game and a half, because Tom was suspended when they beat the Falcons there for deflating the footballs.
28-3.
Yeah, remember the Deflategate? Oh my God.
Yeah. The joke, too.
That was, because I was in deep on that, obviously, as a law student and a Pats fan. I was in frickin' deep.
Well, you were making songs for ESPN back then.
No, that was in 2008. That was the Pats year off when Brady was hurt. I had some time.
Oh, the Matt Castle year.
Ooh. Matt Castle year, yeah. Which I was a pretty big. Like I watched the Pats games, but I was a big Cardinals fan that year too. So it was really nice to see him go to the Super Bowl, and that was my first year playing fantasy. And I was a big Sexy Rexy fan, so I liked the Bears too, and saw him play that year. Well, I saw him practice that year in Soldier Field.
Was that Brandon Marshall's rookie year?
I think so. Devin Hester, Urlacher, saw all those guys. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I started first playing fantasy with you guys, I would always draft the Bears D, and they were the only fucking position that ever scored me points back then.
Bears D
would score like 24 every day. They were so good.
Glad we don't have defense anymore.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, how many minuses would you have if you had the Broncos defense today?
Oh my God. It must be pretty deep.
Because it goes minuses if you do bad, hey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it can go as minus as far as it can go. 78 points against? That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it goes by tiers, too. So, like, if they allow 10 to 20, subtract this. If they do 20 to 30, subtract that. Yeah. If they 70, 50, holy...
50 to 70, fuck your mother, you're dead.
It probably only goes to like 50 to 60, and then like it might not even do any minuses if you do 70 because the game's just not coded for that, you know?
Yeah, could be.
Who codes? Yeah. So, yeah, the other, you know, we've just been following football too long. I'm not recognizing these names. Like, did you see Mike Williams died?
The old Mike Williams, yeah, he died, yeah.
Yeah.
He died, and then he didn't die, and then he died again, the poor guy.
Yeah, accident on the construction site there. So, I was like, man, I know him, but I can't really picture
him. I remember him. Buck Giants, maybe? I remember
him. Yeah, he had three good years with the Bucks at the start of his career. He'd be doing like 950 yards, 1,100 yards, that type of stuff.
Yeah, he was a WR2 or 3. He was just a guy you'd roll the dice on.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, he kind of, you know.
Like Trey Lance. He was like a Trey Lance kind of guy.
Yeah. Good old Much better than Trey Lance.
Oh, well, who was the other guy back then for the Saints? There was Trey Lance, and then there was
Lance, his brother played for the Bombers. I hung out with his brother at the Manitoba Club there.
No, you're not thinking of the right guy.
Yeah, he was like always the guy you had to pick up if you had an injury.
Trey Lance.
No, that Trey Lance is the quarterback, the backup quarterback of the Cowboys right now.
The fuck are you talking about? What kind of drugs have you been doing this afternoon?
Okay, who's the backup for Dallas Cowboys right now?
I don't even fucking know.
It's Trey Lance. The guy we're talking about is Lance Moore.
Oh, no. Lance Moore, yeah! Lance Moore. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he played for the Saints from 2005 to 13 and then was back in 17 as well.
Lance Moore. Fuck yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's the guy who would always just be good old dependable for like 3 points or something like that.
But sometimes like, he's a good touchdown for you.
In basically a 12-year NFL career, he only had 389 catches, you know. But he was just always there. Always there. Yeah, only had 1,000-yard year. And the other thing is that Sergio Brown thing, like... He's that NFL safety who looks like maybe he killed his mom and he's in Mexico or something right now.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah, man, he was the starting safety on the Pats in 2011 when they lost to the Giants. So, it's been too long. You forget about these guys, kind of the Mike Williams, the Sergio Browns. He had some big plays for them back then. Who the backup QB was. Totally forgot about Jimmy G, the starting QB in the league right now.
Jimmy G, I mean, we go back way further to the when Larry Fitzgerald was wide receiver one, when Antonio Brown was his rookie year.
And when would that have been? Fitzgerald was a one-season guy for me. 2008.
The alien, Martavis Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, the Steelers were stacked. They had fucking Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, and the alien.
Oh, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, he was fucking insanely good, too.
Yeah, with the Broncos? So good.
Oh, he's good with the Steelers. He got so good they had to ship him off.
Yeah, yeah. They were always shipping him off. That's what they had to do.
That's what they do. They're a factory of wide receivers. Hopefully George Pickens is the real deal.
I didn't know you have Kickstart My Start, Most Start on your team.
Well, of course I do.
I didn't know that.
That's why it's a tragedy. Tony didn't start fucking A-Chain.
Hey, you guys would have canceled each other out almost.
No, he would have been winning.
I know. No. He wouldn't have been winning. Kickstart My Start only has our chain only has 9 more than you, so he'd only be up. He wouldn't even be up to 50 yet. Well, who did he start instead? Cook. He started Cook. Oh, hey, I was going to start.
He started Taysom fucking Hill instead, is what he started. Cook, he was going to start regardless. He started Taysom fucking Hill and Josh Reynolds.
You know, ESPN keeps telling me to start Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook. Saying they're going to get like 8 or 9 points each. And they keep scoring in the twos.
Did I start Hall?
Breece
today? Yeah. Fuck. Bad move. But what were your other options? Nobody.
Nothing. I guess Lazard would have got me another point.
Lizard. Fuck.
Yeah. Or Dalvin Cook would have got me another 0.2.
Wow. Brutal.
It's just garbage.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be pretty good with those guys. Starting Cook for the first like 6 weeks, and then when Hall is back to himself, put him in. But I wasn't expecting Hall to bust off that 70-yard run in the first game, but then he never did anything yet after that. Tired him out.
Yeah.
So, you know what the real matchup of the week was?
Champion and Nature Boy.
And Nature Boy. That's the real matchup.
That's a fucking shit kicker, that game. Champion benched Amari Cooper. Fuck, he shouldn't have done it.
That's who would have got the... So Cooper got 18 points, and he would have got another, like, 10 if that would have... That pet non-out-of-bounds would have counted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good game.
For Keenan Allen has been...
200 yards!
Yeah, like, Keenan Allen's... Week 1, 8.2. Week 2, 23.1. Week 3, 27.46.
27 in our scoring is insane.
I don't draft Keenan Allen.
I used to. But Nature Boy always spends more nowadays.
I don't think Keenan Allen's ever good. He's always hurt.
No, when he comes back, he's always good, though. That's the thing. And now Mike Williams hurt again because Mike Williams is garbage.
Yeah, let me look up Keenan Allen's career stats here. It's not good. I just don't think.
No, it's good when he plays. It's really good when he plays. But he's fucking...
As long as he's been around, he only has twice as many receptions as Lance Moore.
Is that the truth?
Wait a minute. It always seems like Keenan Allen is out for the year. But he's only really missed one season.
No, last year he missed... Like 6 games or something.
7. Yeah, he played. Yeah, but he played 10 last year, 16 the year before, 14 the year before, 16 the year before, 16 the year before, 16 the year before, 1, then 8, 14, 15. He plays a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's been good.
It always feels like he gets hurt the second game of the year and doesn't play.
That's usually the only downside to Keenan Allen. When he's on the field, he's fucking lights out. Yeah, Nature Boy nailed that. He probably got him for like $15, too. I paid $25 for Damian Pierce. I wish I would have fucking bought Keenan Allen instead. Yeah.
No, I just, yeah, I just wrongly think that this guy never plays, but he does.
He definitely plays. He's like
the wide. Maybe Mike Williams is hurt all the time.
Mike Williams is hurt all the time. He's hurt again. He got hurt again. Got
mixed up.
He got carted off.
Jeez.
And I drafted that rookie, Quentin Johnson, and then I dropped him, and Tunney's got him. Could be a thing. Or it could be Josh Palmer season again.
You know, Puka hasn't played his game yet. Otherwise, maybe Nature Boy ain't going to win this one.
Well, that's the thing. Champion could still pull this out. Puka Nacua.
He had the inside scoop on him as a Rams fan.
Absolutely. But the thing is that Repo Man had him week one off the waiver wire and then dropped him.
Repo Man.
Repo. He's going to eat that the whole year. Yep. Forget who he dropped him for. Somebody garbage.
I'm not going to give Champion that much credit then.
Well, Champion gets all the credit. It was the first week of waivers, and Champion bid, I think, $49 for him. And I bid $32. I thought for sure I was going to get him. But Champion knew. He bid $49 and got Puka Nacua.
Yeah. You know, Mike Williams plays a lot, too. He played 13 last year, 16, 15, 15, 16, 10. What the heck? These guys are surprisingly a lot more healthy than I thought.
Chargers. Well, don't go back to the well next year because this is their last year being fucking good.
Yeah. I don't know. You just get these, you know, misconceptions about players.
Yeah, you fucking just build up a tolerance or a resistance to certain players. It's weird. Guys become the guys you don't want for some reason.
Keaton's just always sort of there, never that good. But holy frick, this year he's been good.
How many yards did he end up with? 200?
Oh, no.
270? And he threw a touchdown. I guess
Chargers. Not making the playoffs, no matter what.
Who?
Chargers won't make the playoffs still.
AFC
is too stacked. Too good. Too many good teams in the AFC.
I guess they're not going to sneak in. Chiefs aren't going to lose to the Bears tonight. Well, that game's on right now. Fucking what's the score?
It's a bad lineup this week. It's a bad slate of games. Not much excitement going on.
That's bullshit, Dutchman. The end of those afternoon games.
The games are good. The games are always good, but there's no marquee matchups. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Fucking the dildo scoring 70 points was kind of the best thing that's ever happened to the NFL.
I know. Yeah. I just mean, like, you know, there's no, like, Cowboys Chiefs or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe next week.
Yeah, and why are they running the two Monday night games all the time now? Yep. I know, because of the writer's strike.
Two Monday night games.
It's, yeah, like, I see why they're doing it right now, like, with putting a game on ABC there, because of the writer's strike, but I don't know. Kind of hard to watch them all.
Well, you can't. Oh, I mean, Red Zone you can. But
Red Zone doesn't work on Mondays, so yeah, you got to flip back and forth. So.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah. I haven't watched any primetime games. I only watch Red Zone in the afternoons, and then I'm done.
Oh, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, it's the most exciting way to watch football. Oh, no, that's not true. I watch the first game of the year, obviously. Chiefs Thursday night game. Chiefs Lions.
Oh, that was long.
Because Kadarius Toney was drunk.
It'll come out that he was or something.
He was totally drunk. He was fucking blotto drunk. or stoned. He was fucking out of his tree. Wide open, easiest fucking throat passes ever to complete. Couldn't do it.
Hilarious. It's just funny. Me and you were so high on him for so long.
Oh, good old Kadarius. It never will be the dawning and the age of Kadarius. There's already rumors that they're going to trade him.
Oh, to who? No one's going to pay anything for him.
Well, yeah, trade a 7th-round pick in 2025. Yeah.
Yeah, conditional. Get him on the Dolphins with Waddle hurt.
Exactly, yeah. Fucking dildos just put for a 7th-round pick. Why the fuck not? Better than River Craycraft.
Chosen Anders.
Chosen Anderson. Oh, man, the dildos are fucking amazing. They're the new Ravens that from 2019 when Lamar would fucking sit the second half of every game because they had already scored 40 points.
Yeah, I watched the Pats Dolphins game, and Link had sort of been interested week one in football. So I was like, oh, I'll show him, you know, Pats Dolphins. And I was thinking, oh, he might become a Dolphins fan, so much speed. But he didn't really care. Tough to get kids into sports these days.
Yeah, well, they just want to be fucking TikTok stars.
Yeah, in this town it's tough too, because. You know, as a parent normie, you can be like, oh, well, no, don't worry. Like, no one makes money off that. It's not a real career. But it's like, well, someone in Dolphin it actually is very successful with it. Oh, darn it. You know.
Yeah, the evidence doesn't stack up, Dutchman.
Yeah, okay. Well,
although it is also one in a million.
Yeah, just so happens that one lives in this town. You know, we're the only, like, place in the prairies that hasn't produced like a quality NHL or any NHL player, you know, like Gilbert Plains, Roblin, Russell, everyone's, you know, cranking them out, and Dauphin's like, oh yeah, well, we got a first round draft pick 30 years ago. We never really played like 2 games. That's our claim to fame. While like all these guys from Brandon and Yorkton are winning the cups last year and stuff like that. Dauphin, not just TikTok stars, that's all we have.
Hey, it's better than nothing, Dutchman.
I suppose.
Try that new ice. Jack Honey. One day there'll be a fucking statue of fucking Jack Honey.
Try that.
And if you play your cards right, there might be one of you too, but you're pretty passive.
The barnacle on Tony's statue. That's me. Tried the new ice cream store in Dauphin today.
Ooh, what's that?
It's called the Little Scoop of Happiness.
Ooh, where's the
local? In Little Chicago.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I like it.
In the old gas station?
Yeah, it's nice in there. Okay. Yeah, they've got the car wash in the middle, Little Scoop of Happiness.
The car wash still works?
Yeah, in the middle. Yeah, just got all redone. Wait. And then a barber on the right-hand side. So it's this little mini mall all of a sudden for haircuts.
I guess, so you know, cool. What's more important than having a nice skidoo is having a nice fucking trim. You got to have a barber, I guess, nowadays. That's what the fucking millennials like.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it's nice to see a little destination place, not just... by the mall, you know, or something like that. Kind of nice having
little Chicago
way that, off there.
That residential neighborhood on the borderlines of the fields there and by the park is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
My friends used to live out there when I was a kid. They had one of the nicest houses out there. It was awesome.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just a place you don't really go because there's no reason to go unless you're going to visit someone or drop them off after hockey, but yeah, now I got a reason to go.
There you go, Dutchman. Or you could one night just pick up a bunch of stones from the railroad tracks and smash out every single window out of a minivan.